Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. And we have joining us Stan Deo. It is straight up top of the hour. Wherever you're sitting, you're in the right place. I just got an email. Thank you, Doug, for this email that says, we all need more of this. Thank you, he says. Stan is the man. Well, that's for sure. We do know that. Thank you very much for that. Stan Deo will be joining us and staying with us for about the next 15 minutes, and then we're going to be joined by James Watt. We're going to be talking about whether or not the Mayan calendar is going to come to a screeching end on Friday, and it's all going to be over. Before we move on to what you think might be the most imminent threat to us, do you think that Friday is going to be the end of it all?
Sorry, was that a question for me?
Yeah, do you think that Friday is going to be the end of it all?
No, absolutely not. Look, the Mayan cycle of events closely parallels what the Hopi have said about the ages of man or of the earth. You know, the fifth world is coming, and the fourth world right now is coming to an end. These are like showing cyclic changes that occur. And they're not saying that on this particular day, the end of the world as we know it occurs. They're saying that the new period starts and earth changes will, you know, begin at around that time. It's just, I mean, if you look at the Mayan, astrophysics, if you want to call it that, but their astronomy, what they were trying to do was relate periods of things in the heavens, you know, the signs they could see up there like a map, to events that happen on the earth. So I think, yeah, sure, I can tell you right now, we're in earth changes and have been for some time, and it will intensify, and I think this is what they were addressing. But 22nd December, I tend to be here with everybody else and saying, well, boy, that was a non-event, you know. but 2013, politically, geophysically, a disaster year. I don't need the Mayan calendar to tell me that. And you don't
That's
either.
Right. That's right. And I think we need to be concerned about, you know, I mean, 2012 is going to be, or 2013, excuse me, is going to be a year of transition for maybe positive, maybe negative, who knows, but I think it'll be a year of transition. Yeah, I was kiddingly yesterday at the post office, and they said you need to renew your post office box, and I said, can I do it for just 3 days? And they didn't think that was too funny. But
yeah,
anyway.
Wicked, just wicked.
Yeah, they just don't understand me at all. But anyway, now, what is the most potential, most imminent threat that we face now? And that event that you said that took place at your home the other day, that concerns me. I've been thinking about that since you and I talked.
But with the electrics?
Yes.
Yeah. That is interesting. In fact, if any of your listeners have experienced similar type things, I'd certainly be interested in knowing about it. I think it was about 3 days ago now. We have three weather stations around the house for external temperatures, internal temperatures, humidity and stuff. We do that because we have the computers in the office in the basement, and we like to know what the outside weather is to keep an eye on our doggies when they're out playing. Well, these are three different manufacturers' wireless remote sensors that we pull into our computers. On the same day, same 24-hour period, every one of the sensors failed, just went dead. I checked the batteries. Well, gee, the battery's okay. Why'd it go dead? So I replaced the batteries in all of them. One of them still has not recovered. It won't work. The other two worked for a while, and then, you know, I had to unplug everything and leave it sit for about 12 hours and plug it back in to get it to work again. And yesterday I was driving into town. I just left the house, and I always tuned to a certain radio station for my Garmin to play music in the car. It was an FM station. And, you know, you've got buttons you push on your radio for AM, FM, all that kind of stuff. Well, I pushed it. I was listening to my music, happily driving along, just out here near the house, and bang, the station changed to an AM station from the FM band.
Really?
I had to push a button for that. Something electrical
Whoa.
Is messing with frequencies and control mechanisms, and I just don't know what it is. But if anybody's noticed this in the last week or two, it'd be interesting to hear from them because something is weird.
I could not agree more. Now, we talked the last time you were on about some places where the stop signs or the electric lights were out in a 2 or 3 mile radius area. Kinds of things that can't be explained are starting to happen. What does all this mean? We'll be back after this 3 minute break, and this will be the final segment with Stan Deo coming up. Stay tuned. Let's take a couple of phone calls.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you already know how Miracle 2 products can be used in the garden to control pests. help your flowers and vegetables absorb nutrients and promote growth. Most of you already know how it cleans around the house without harsh chemicals or toxins, cutting through grease and leaving your hands soft and healthy. Most of you already know how the moisturizing soap and neutralizer leaves your hair and skin feeling fresh and clean. And for those of you who've never tried Miracle 2, you owe it to yourself to find out why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap is a miracle. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and try Miracle 2 products today. The 76 Startup Package includes all five of the Miracle 2 products, an $80 value, only $76, and that includes the shipping. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and order your Miracle 2 products today. Then you'll know why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It is 3 minutes after the hour. Or 8 minutes after the hour, sorry. You're in the right place. We're talking to Sandeo today about upcoming events or the ability to predict them. He looks at the facts. He looks at the weather. He looks at the issues and then says, get ready. And I respect when he and Holly say, get ready. What should we be doing now? I mean, I know that sounds like, well, there's no real imminent threat. There's nothing out there taking our food away. We can afford to wait a while. We don't need to buy those cases of tuna yet. What do you think, what are you all doing that perhaps you think maybe we could gain from?
Well, we are suggesting things to people that we ourselves have done. And I say have done because you know, our preps in that area are taken care of now. But it, as you know, when a hurricane, say, is going to strike Florida, there's always a 48-hour rush on the gasoline stations and on the grocery stores, and they clean the shelves out as though there's no tomorrow, and they don't do this in advance. They run in and just buy anything to eat in advance of these storms. Now, they're not preparing, and this, you know, this is madness. When we have earthquakes or serious events like this as well, or hurricanes, landicanes, whatever, when these things hit, they destroy our ability to transfer food by rail, by truck, etc., between states where their food is being produced and canned or whatever to the shelves. And if your city is without the transport to get the food to your city for 2 to 3 days, you're in big trouble because you only have two or three days worth of food stored in any major city area, in all the stores, at any point in time. Now, food prices are going up. The U.S. dollar is weakening, which means any food, and there's a lot of it, and fruits and things that we get from out of the country, is going to cost a lot more as the U.S. dollar drops. So, if you look at, like, the east and west sides of the Mississippi River, for instance, the Mississippi River is drying up. There are certain areas that are impassable by boat right now.
And okay, you know, that's another thing. That's another thing that's being downplayed. Expand on that. Tell us how bad that situation is and why with the Mississippi River.
Well, the Mississippi River is where one-third of all grain transfer occurs on the ships going up and down and across the Mississippi. One-third of all grain that is produced and taken out to industry goes in or up and down or across the Mississippi River. When it's drying up like this, you're not getting it across, so this is going to either damage the grain crops having to be stored in a temporary area, or mean they'd have to take a circuitous route to get to where they're going the other side or up the river. These things increase the cost of all the derivative foods from those grains, you know, breads and syrups and like corn syrup and cereals and things of this nature. Anyway, there's no relief in sight as far as the cost of food. So the food you buy today is an investment, especially if you buy food that has a long shelf life, whether it be in cans or in dehydrated or freeze-dried containers. It has a value to you. It's worth more to you than the money that you spend to get it now. I can't emphasize this enough. Holly has explained this, about 50, 60 different angles, why you need to prepare in advance for crises. And one of them, of course, is loss of job or economic collapse or nuclear war. You know, in the Dare to Prepare book, there are just numerous scenarios that she addresses that you pick for your area and say, look, I probably could suffer from this. And certainly the economic collapse is nationwide. It's worldwide. She sells that book all over the world. I mean, we have over 30 countries that are buying her book. And it's because it addresses problems that are common to all humanity, and then some that are specific, obviously, to certain areas where earthquakes or tornadoes occur. But I can't stress enough, prepare to take care of yourself. This fiasco with FEMA and the Hurricane Sandy aftermath, it's got to tell you twice, Katrina and Sandy, and they fail. I mean, back in the mid-60s, James Lee Witt, the director of FEMA at that time, he was a really great director, told people openly, look, FEMA does not have the resources to help everyone in a major disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You need to prepare at a local level, at county levels, at city levels, at home levels, business levels. He was telling you that, and of course, he no longer is the director of FEMA. Worse the luck for us. But when officialdom like that tells you what's going down, sometimes you have to listen. And his record is good. I can't, praise him enough for the work he's done.
Excellent. Let me go to the callers here that are lined up. Phyllis in Tennessee. Phyllis, you're on the air with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please.
Yes, you said to call if we had a question about those electrical frequencies. And last Saturday night, which was the 15th, and I have a Toyota 4Runner. I have never signed up for anything, not GPS or not being able to hear your phone over the speaker system of the car or anything like that. I was coming home from my neighbor's, having had supper, and I had a CD playing. And all of a sudden, that was gone, and this voice comes over this loudspeaker system in the car that says, about me using, I could put my phone in the car, and I didn't have my cell phone with me. I could be able to not have the phone up to my ear or something, and could just hear it coming over the speaker system in the car. And I thought, where did that come from? I didn't push any button or anything.
That's the way I felt. Where do you live?
I live right outside the Smoky Mountains. I live in Townsend, Tennessee.
Dang.
But I thought that was so weird. And somebody said, oh, you just need to go by the Toyota place. Well, I don't think those folks are going to have any idea.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you
very much for the phone call. Interested in what you guys are hearing and seeing and feeling. Dave in Texas. David on the air. Go ahead, please, David.
Yes, thank you, Joyce.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Stan, regarding the same matter, I live in North Texas, and I don't know if there's any correlation, but there are constantly chemtrails being created where I live. And for the last couple of years, I have heard an ultra-low frequency hum that rises and falls, and it's a perfectly symmetrical frequency. I have also heard a very low-frequency rumble, but you almost don't hear it so much as you feel it when things are very, very quiet. And I've told
that
to a number of people.
Holly had that same thing happen to her. I know what you're talking about.
Yes, and I've told a couple of people about it, and they looked at me like I'm from Mars. But the other day I was coming home, and one of my neighbors stopped me on the road. We were just talking. And he says, have you heard the hum? And I says, well, I'll be. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah.
And he agreed that. But now, Stan, the strangest anomaly that I've heard now three or four times in the last year is I live in a very wooded area. Now, when the wind blows through the trees on these occasions, it's oscillating. And it's difficult to describe. It's the sound of the wind going through the wheat, through the leaves. But it's as if it's just perfectly
okay, let me go to Stan because I got to get another caller on. But that is an excellent point you're making. Stan, what can we make of all of this?
I don't know. Dave, are you still on the line?
Yes, he is.
I'm wondering about the crystal and the geometry of these chemtrails. They almost look like crystals.
Okay, let me ask you this question here quickly. Are you in the Piney Woods, northeast Texas?
Just a little bit west of that. I do have pine trees, but I'm a little bit west of the Piney Woods.
All right. You know, I don't know. I've been hearing reports for over a year now at various places about hums, vibrations, explosions with nothing there to make the explosive sound in the air. There's something definitely changing, and I'm not sure that we can blame it on man-made effects. It might be part of the magnetic field weakening in the Earth and the harmonics being set up as a result of that in the audible frequencies. I just don't know, but something, Dave, something is afoot. I'm sure of it.
Okay, and thank you very much, David, for the phone call. Let me ask you this. Robert says, ask Stan why he is in Colorado. I feel he knows something he is not sharing with you or your audience. So what is it you're not sharing with us, Stan?
Joyce, it's not that I'm not sharing. It's just that, I've said it on air many times. When Holly and I lived on our farm down in Australia, we could shut the doors for a year and not go anywhere. We were quite happy down there. But one night I had a night vision that was so vivid and real, pointing to a location here in Colorado for us to move to, that I couldn't ignore it. And eventually we got on a plane because it was such a strong dream vision. Came up here and found the place and then sold our farm and moved to this place here where a dream vision led me, to this very house that we're in. So other than that, I'm not holding anything back. I'm just telling you that's where we were sent. I mean,
I didn't
this might
think
be the
so.
First place a bomb drops. I don't know.
I didn't think you are. I honestly was just passing that on. All right, let's go to Everett in Tennessee. Everett, you're on the air with Stan Deo. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Joyce, I just want to say thank you and thank you to 1470 that picked you up. And I just feel sad today because my country, I feel like we don't have a country because I think we're going to lose our gun rights here in the future if we don't stand up we're going to lose our lives here in the
future.
Well,
if we give up our guns, we give up our guns. Now, I don't know people that are planning on doing that. So, I mean, that's kind of the decision you have to make, whether you want to do that or not. Do you have a question for Stan?
Well, I just want to say that, and once again, I'm concerned with this country, where it's headed. I believe we have communists running our country this time.
Oh, I think, yeah. I don't think we have any disagreements there. Stan Deo, thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour. It's been a wonderful segment with you, or a wonderful hour with you, hour plus.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you so very much. And get the book at the Power Hour. Dare to Prepare at the Power Hour. We'll be back after this 4-minute break.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. We have James Watt joining us today. He calls himself a visionary, a geek, and doer of things. He is an IT professional by day and an amateur astronomer by night. He's the president of an IT firm called Tech Direct Services, and he lives in the Pittsburgh area. He joins us today. His website or his blog is James Watt, W-A-T-T, .me, JamesWatt.me. Thank you so much, James, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Okay, this Mayan calendar thing, the end of the world, yes, the end of the world, no. But let's start with the basics. Let's do a 101 on this. First of all, describe for us what the Mayan calendar is that everybody keeps talking about, and we act like we all know what they mean.
Well, the Mayan calendar, you know, originally carved in stone, what it really boils down to is it's a serial counting of days. In other words, it's not a calendar that's actually based on a perfect solar year like we have with our calendar, although our calendar is not exactly perfect. It's a lot closer than what the Mayans were doing when they made their calendar. Their calendar is on a 360-day cycle. So it's a serial counting of days, and every 400 years of their years, you have what's called a baktun. And after 13 baktuns, the Mayan calendar, there was no stones carved to move after that. So the misconception is that after 13 baktuns, or on the 13th baktun, that the Mayan calendar ends, which means the world must end.
Okay, that's baktun, B-A-K-T-U-N, I believe that is. What is a baktun again?
A baktun is 400 tons, and a ton, a T-U-N, is a 360-day cycle on their calendar. It's not quite a year, but we can call it a year for our purposes.
Okay, so since we use the Gregorian calendar, 365 days a year.
Does that answer the baktun question? Essentially, their calendar is set up so that you have baktuns, kattuns, tons, unals, and days. After 20 days, it rotates the unal. After 360 days, it rotates the ton. After 20 tons, it rotates the kattuns. And then after 400 tons, it rotates the baktun. So you have, just like an odometer in a car, where you have digits that are rotating over. And whenever you get to, just like in your car, if you have, say, six decimal places or six digits in there, when you get to a million, it's going to roll over to 0000000.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't mean the car is gone, although you have a great car if it's lasted that long. It doesn't mean the car is going to, you know, disappear. It just means your calendar's rolled over to the beginning again.
All right, so what started all of this hype over the world's going to end on Friday? What started this hype? Because the calendar did not roll over, at least for our appearance sake?
Well, there was the calendar that, again, there wasn't a stone that was carved to show this next step. So that was part of it. But the way that I really got into it, there was a prediction of Planet X, also known as Nibiru,
uh-huh.
And there was a prediction that said that the center of the galaxy, the sun, and the Earth will come into a perfect alignment on December 21st. As an amateur astronomer, I seriously questioned both of those statements. The second ended up being true. The sun, the Earth, and the solar system do come into alignment. But as I researched this actually happens every single year on the winter solstice. The other allegation about Planet X and Nibiru, which is supposed to be a planet that on December 21st will either come close to the Earth or impact the Earth, well, we know that's not true because anybody, even if you don't trust the mainstream sources, anybody can look into the night sky or the day sky with a pair of binoculars and look and see, and it's not there. So those were the other things that went along with this conspiracy, with this prediction, and they have not come true.
Okay, so, but given the fact that a year in the Mayan calendar was 360 days, then if you are coming to the number of days that we would with our calendar, then the end of the world should already have happened. Am I correct on that?
Well, there was a forward that went around. It was a viral forward. I'd like to read it.
Okay,
really,
all right, we got a three-minute break. We got a three-minute break, and we will be back and find out if the world should have already ended if the Mayan calendar was correct. We'll be back. 3 minutes. James Watt, this is Joyce Ryan.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben's Discount Supply.com has a complete line of propane powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. It's 33 minutes after the hour. Please support the Power Mall. Buy from each other, especially during this season. Buy from each other. Buy people things that they need from the good guys, not the bad guys. We encourage you to purchase from the Power Mall. We also have Christianity Unmasked on special, Dr. Dan Junker's products on special, Strauss Heart Drops, Cosmic Conspiracy. You just heard that. You heard Stan Deo. That is his book, Cosmic Conspiracy. That book is normally $60, and it's on special for like $40 off or something. No, $30 off, $29.95. That is an amazing book. He had an above-top secret clearance. Also, Grown by Nature and Topperson. Remember, we are going to be closed next week. We are closed every year. Every year we do this at the end of the year. We take the last week off at the Power Hour. So please get your orders in now if you want to get them out and get them before the end of the year. So please give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and we do thank all of you for supporting the Power Mall so we can bring you guests like Stan Deo and James Watt. We're talking to James about the Mayan calendar. Now, there is a, you were saying to me during the break, there's a lot of emotion over this issue. All right, I'm going to be honest with you and say that I have failed to see that. Where does the emotion emanate from? I know you're going to answer the question about why hasn't the world ended already, if the leap year, et cetera, but where is the emotion on this issue?
I think the emotion comes from people who don't actually know the science of, say, astronomy. And I'm not talking about the really complicated stuff. I'm just talking about the maybe entry-level college stuff that read something on a website that's totally outside of what would be accepted as the norm. And instead of whenever I'm able to show even evidence in the contrary to what they're talking about, they get very emotional about what they've already read, what they've already invested in the doomsday. Because if you've invested in the doomsday, you know, if you really think that it's going to end, it's difficult. It's an emotional thing. It becomes not a logical thing anymore if you can't look at evidence and maybe change your mind. If you're so attached to it and you're invested in it, that becomes an emotional thing. So that's what I meant by that.
Okay. Now, what are we talking about? Give me the extremes that we're talking about here. We're all going to die by Friday. That's one extreme. And this is all bunk. It doesn't matter to anything. I mean, what are the extremes we're talking about?
Well, that would be a pretty bad extreme if we all die on Friday. But you know, any as far as emotion, as far as extremes for emotion, if you would look at the blog article, which I don't have time to obviously go through every comment.
Oh, I've seen them, and they're not. Some of them are not very nice.
And I will come back and say, you know, well, here's the evidence. And a lot of the evidence with what I was doing is just simply multiplication and addition. And I'll post it right there for them, and they refuse to read that answer and just continue with, well, I feel like it's going to be this way. So I, you know, the math that I have doesn't prove that the world's not going to end. I cannot prove that the world's not going to end. However, I highly doubt that anything relevant is going to happen on that day, and if something did happen, it would be a total coincidence.
It sounds like some people are rooting for the world to end or something. I mean, they have some kind of vested interest in this.
I think that we all have days where, you know, maybe it's easier than going into the office. But that's a joke. But at the end of the day, you know, there are people, just like what was it, the Harold Camping. I can't remember the date. It was May 21st or what it was. But, I mean, those people had sold all their possessions and were driving around in cars that had billboards and had signs. So they really thought it was going to happen. That's an invested interest. If it doesn't happen, you're stuck there, you know, in disbelief. So it's a very difficult thing if you become emotionally invested in one of these things.
Interesting.
But right, I would like to explain. There was the reason I wrote the blog in the first place. There was a paragraph that had gone viral on social media, so much so that even David Letterman had, you know, he'd repeated it in a joke. Because it's kind of funny whenever you first read it, you think, oh, that makes sense. But it really doesn't. And I'll read that for you right now. It's real short. It just says, there have been about 514 leap years since Caesar created the calendar in 45 BC. Without the extra day every 4 years, today would be July 28th, blah, blah, blah. Also, the main calendar did not account for leap years, so technically the world should have ended 7 months ago. So what's important about that is that I've already mentioned that the Mayan calendar is a serialized calendar. It's just adding day after day after day. It's not based on the position of the sun, the position of stars. It does end on a solstice, but that just happens to be a coincidence. It's not a calendar that is based on solar cycles or moon cycles. So all that you have to do is add the days up in the calendar, and it comes to, add the numbers here somewhere, it's 1,872,000 days. That's the entire Mayan calendar. So all you have to do is add those days up and count them on our calendar, and you will see that whenever the experts did the math, whenever they discovered the Mayan calendar, that they are correct. They did arrive at the right day on our calendar, which is December 21st. And to think that they would have missed that, or to think that our leap years are somehow, you know, interfere with the Mayan calendar is incorrect because it's, again, our solar cycles, the way our calendar works based around, you know, the position of the sun and the moon and the earth in orbit around the sun. Our calendar is totally independent of that. So that's the main reason I wrote the blog and what I wanted to clear up.
Okay, I want to open up the phone lines. There may be some people that have a vested interest in one side or the other of this story. If you'd like to call in and...
You with me?
Yeah, are you there? John, is he there? Whoa, what happened? Okay, if you want to get him back, let's call in, ladies and gentlemen. If you have
I don't
a question,
have any audio.
Wow, that is weird. I can hear you. We can hear him, but he can't hear us, so John is going to call him back. If you would like to ask a question or comment, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. If you have a question or comment you'd like to ask James Watt, if this is an issue of yours, now's the time to give us a call, 855-995-6923. John, do we have him back? We must be trying to get him. James? Wow, this is weird. This is really weird. Okay. We're getting other information from people saying that there are some electromagnetic microwave kinds of things happening. Thought that was interesting. Anyway, and also last night it appears that Jesse Ventura on Conspiracy Theory, according to Ralph in Michigan and Sharon, said that these were microwaves causing interference. We didn't have a chance to ask Dan about that, though. James, do we have you back?
Yes, I apologize. Maybe the magnetosphere of the Earth is trying to prove me wrong here.
Yeah, all right. I guess we ought to say goodbye to everybody we care about now, just in case, huh? And go run up those credit cards.
Were you able to hear me for the duration of my little monologue there?
No.
Okay. Well, how?
Okay, you were sort of. Okay, you were saying that, well, I think we've got the point, though. I think we got the point that if it was going to end, it should have ended by now with the leap year. And you're saying that, okay, what are you saying now that we're looking at? A new calendar? Are we looking at, they broke the new one, or we just haven't found it yet, or what?
Well, they actually recently found a calendar. I don't have it handy at the moment, but you've asked the question. They recently found a calendar that actually goes further than the 13th back sun. So, in my opinion, and probably the accepted opinion, I'm not a scientist, but in the accepted opinion of scientists, the calendar is just going to roll over from the current date to the 13th back sun, much in the same way that on December 30th, 1999 rolled over to January 1st, 2000.
Okay. So, looks like everything's going to be cool then, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. But, you know, there are some bizarre microwave EMT things happening. There are some interferences that are happening that, you know, if they were to hit in a particular situation, it could really destroy what's going on in this country, which would be just as bad, I think. If it took out everything electrical or digital, we might have a real problem on our hands, and I think there are a lot of people that think that also.
Are you referring to like sunspots and
correct EMPs? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
We have a thing. It's called a coronal mass ejection, and that's whenever the sun basically there's an explosion that shoots that material through space. Whenever it hits us, our magnetosphere protects us from it. But yes, and this summer, especially during some of the really bad ones, you know, we had some satellites that were damaged because of that. We're at the end of what's called a solar cycle with the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if it's solar cycle 11 or 12. I don't remember the exact number, but they've been recording these things for a long time. And at the end of the solar cycle, we have a lot more activity than at the beginning. The sun heats up, we get a lot, not literally heats up, but activity-wise, it becomes much more active. We have a lot more of these coronal mass ejections. And then as soon as that solar cycle is over, we go back into a slower period with less of the coronal mass ejections, very few, if any, actually, and it slowly builds up over, you know, 10 to 20 years. I don't remember the exact length.
Interesting. Okay. Let me go to the callers here before we get to the break. Bill in North Carolina, you're up first with James Watt. Go ahead, please, Bill.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hi. I could talk math, from a different area. First, we might as well start with that. The matches as the astrology of the moving as astrology, and I guess the Greek sense moves from Pisces to Aquarius at the same date, those who say carry a sign like Sagittarius, or this makes a little more sense to say Capricorn.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm not knowledgeable in this area, and I really keep having trouble following this.
Okay, what I'm about is that there is a match as far as I wanted to know if he had looked at that as far as the calendar, as far as the ages going backwards, as far as the other calendar, the other way of that astrology, so that that and being over such a number of years, that that song about the age of Aquarius was way back early. Well,
okay, let me go to James. James, do you have any comment on what he's saying?
I'm vaguely familiar with, because from the comments I've gotten, that there's different ages in astrology, and you know what I've kind of always replied with is that there's a huge difference between astrology and astronomy. Astrology, just by nature, is off by months to begin with. The signs that they say that you're born under whenever you look in the sky, that's actually not the sign that's in the sky whenever you're born, because it's drifted over a period of time. The astrological, or the astrological calendar isn't really accurate, although it serves a purpose for what they want to use it for. But I don't see a way to relate it to the Mayan calendar, which is a serial calendar. Again, it's just day after day after day. It's not based on where the planets are.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill, for that call. Let's go to Bob in Texas. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, with James Watt.
I'm Tom.
Okay, Tom, go for
it.
Thanks.
One quick question and another question. Did the Mayans come before the Aztecs? Were they already gone before the Aztecs, or is it the other way around?
Well, if you look it up, there's actually small pockets of both still existing in Central America.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
When the conquerors were conquering most of the Mayans, did they get around to asking them, "What is your plan when this calendar runs out?" You guys going to make another one, or is the God going to give you another one?
That's a great question. The existing Mayans that are still alive today are having a huge celebration on Friday. They're not, saying the world is going to end or anything. To them, it's like, again, it's like 1999 to 2000. It's like this huge celebration. So that's, you can go online and look that up. They have a website.
Really? Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, Bob? Tom?
No, but thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. John, do we have any more callers? Okay, where do we go with all of this? What can we learn from what we've just talked about today, James?
Well, I consider myself to be a skeptic. I'm a skeptic of both the official story, but I'm also a skeptic of anything I read anywhere. So I would just recommend to everybody to always look at everything, try to find the facts in it, and try to see if somebody's trying to push an agenda. In this case, with 2012, I think a lot of people were selling books and trying to push an agenda to make money off of the people that would fall for it. So,
couldn't happen. Couldn't happen that they'd be doing that. What about you're a conspiracy theorist on that one, aren't you? What about Planet X, Nibiru? Or do we have something to worry about?
No, it is completely 100% possible that you would be able to see it if not with binoculars, or if not with your eyes, with binoculars. So even if you don't want to trust, you know, the mainstream on that, that planet does not exist, if you go outside and study the sky, you would see it. It would be huge in the sky if it was coming in by Friday.
Okay, so we should have a little bit of a premonition that is about to happen. We should have some sightings of it then if it were to happen. Is there anything that is a major attack on this country other than our attacking ourselves from within? I mean, we've made it all this way 2.5 hours today, or 2 hours and three quarters, without saying fiscal cliff, which I think that's a real accomplishment. But I mean, are our problems ourselves, our internal problems, or are we expecting aliens and external problems to affect us?
I
thought I'd throw you an easy one.
I can't rule on. I don't think we're expecting anything by, you know, on Friday at all. You know, just in general. You know, I mean, we have to deal.
Hang right there. We'll be right back after this break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley with James Watt. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina: if you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Greenhut, CEO of Stainout Swab's Teeth Whitening System. With the holidays coming up, yellow stained teeth causes stress for thousands of people just like you. I know it can get frustrating spending $40, $50, or $60 to whiten your teeth, only to find them getting yellow again after 4 weeks. The problem is, bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but it doesn't actually clean the stains off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. I'd like you to try Stainout Swab's. Stainout Swabs removes the stains off of your teeth so they stay whiter longer. And the best part is, Stainout Swabs works in 5 minutes. Just swab your teeth and they're whiter. Stainout Swabs works on natural teeth, caps, crowns, and veneers. Call for your risk-free supply. 1-800-995-5143. That's 1-800-995-5143. Try Stainout Swabs risk-free. 1-800-995-5143. That's 1-800-995-5143.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, it's all about the truth, wherever you can find it. And man, I'll tell you what, I'm so tired of lies. I just want to know the truth. By the way, tomorrow, Ben Fuchs will be joining us. He is a pharmacist. We want to talk to him about the SSRI drugs, the violence drugs that create violence or create violence in some people. We'll be talking to Ben tomorrow. Let's see, we were at the point, let's see, where were we when we went to the break? You're so good about remembering where we were, James.
You were asking,
Oh, good.
you were asking if I had any predictions, if anything was going to happen, not just Friday, but just in general.
Yes.
And, you know, the short of it is I don't think anything's going to happen on Friday. And if, you know, if something would, it would be a coincidence, but it's certainly not going to be the end of the world. As for just in general, you know, I mean, we do have a fiscal problem in this country. I mean, there are serious, you know, issues going on in the Middle East and around the world right now that, you know, there's turmoil. I mean, you never know what's going to happen down the road. And I think that if you put your head in the sand and say that nothing bad is ever going to happen, that, you know, you're mistaken to do that. But you also shouldn't be an alarmist and say that the world's going to fall or that the sky's going to fall on Friday. I think that's taking it too far. So that's my prediction.
Are there some people that are actually believing that at this point?
I hope not. But even as of just, just recently, within the last week, I've gotten comments on my blog with people disagreeing. And, I have a couple that I've commented back on and say, I can't wait to come back to this on December, 22nd or 23rd and send you an email.
Yeah.
Just to get the last word.
Yes.
But I would hope that there aren't people that actually believe it, but I know that there are. They are out there.
Well, we haven't heard from any today. I mean, we opened up the phone lines, and we haven't heard from anyone who believes that, we need to start giving our goodbyes to everybody. And this was such an issue. I think you're right about the books, the publicity, the promotion of this as being something people could focus on, but without any kind of merit. Are there any people, now I know your religious position or lack of religious position here, but I have the statement that the bad guys read the Bible also. I mean, does that resonate with you in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah. I think that people have been using, people definitely around the world have used different faiths throughout history to commit bad, bad crimes. And and there have been good things done in the name of faith as well. I'm not denying that, but there's definitely been some bad guys that have used. I mean, almost every, every cult that's come out of America has used, has had at least the Bible or used it for, even little bits of it. Maybe not as their only source material, but there have been lots of bad things to come out of it. Yeah.
That's right. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a very interesting time. Learned a lot of things I did not know. And now that the new calendar has been found, we can all breathe a sigh of relief. So I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Power Hour, James.
Thank you for having me.
And go to his website, jameswatt.me, jameswatt, W-A-T-T.me. Anything else you'd like to promote or talk about?
No, I mean, that's pretty much it. I'm really glad I got to come on and explain that article.
Very good. And the article will be in the email blast. It'll be sent out at 5 o'clock tonight. You'll get all the information on James Watt. And thank you, James, for joining us in the Power Hour today. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a blessed day. Stay well. Whatever you're doing, stay well. Get your Himalayan salt in case you need to gargle it. It sure feels good. Thank you, Aaron, for that one. And whatever essential oils, your super silver. I'm telling you, whatever's going around is hitting people hard. And I just ask you to please get for your family what you're going to need before the end of the year at the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. We'll talk about dangerous psychological and pharmaceutical drugs tomorrow. Have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah, bless you all, and we'll see Josh on Friday. Have a blessed day.